Okay, please be seated. A lot of fathers out there, a lot of dads. And, you know, I know we've all had different experiences with our earthly father. Probably some maybe not so good. But there is a father out there that we could be very proud of, that we can get excited about, and be very, very thankful for. And that's our Heavenly Father. So I want to share with you, amen, yes. We're going to really praise Him next Saturday. That's going to be a real unique time where we get together and just recognize how great He is. Give Him the thanks and the glory He deserves. So we're just going to celebrate our Heavenly Father with a great praise fellowship that Saturday night, next Saturday night at 7 p.m. That'll be wonderful. Well, there's a verse in the Bible that I'd like for you to take a look at, Psalm 103, verse 13. And most of the verses, maybe all of them, I think, are going to be on the screen here. Psalm 103, 13. This is the King James. Interesting verse here. Fairly familiar, I think, to many folks. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Now, what in the world does pitieth mean? You know, to have pity on something, you kind of feel sorry for it. I mean, that's probably our understanding of that word pitieth. But in the Hebrew, it's a totally different word altogether as far as for our understanding. And it's a Hebrew word that means being tender, compassionate. And that's what's being communicated here. Like as a father loves, is tender, compassionate to his children, so the Lord is that way too to those who reverence him. You know, we know the word fear means reverence him. There's a wonderful translation in the New Living Translation. So let's take a look at that one, Psalms 103:13 NLT. And it says, the Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him or reverence him. So pretty neat, huh? We got a great father. And I want to be able to open up our true father to you this morning so that you can appreciate your heavenly father. Now let's go to 1 John, if you would. And these verses here in 1 John, to me, are kind of a synopsis of our spiritual life. So 1 John, verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, what? The word of life. Boy, how precious is the word of life, the scriptures, God's word. Man, oh man. Next verse. For the life, verse 2, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that what? Eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. You and I, amen. Next verse. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. To have fellowship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. You know, most people would say, how dare you say that? That you could have that intimate connection with the Creator of the heavens and the earth, that you could really call Him Father, that He really, really cares for you as a loving earthly father might? Yes. Yes. And these things, the next verse here, these things write we unto you that what? Your joy may be full. Man, oh man, there's nothing like joy in your life. I mean, it's nice to be happy, but joy is an inside job. Joy is something that's just exhilarating in the depth of our soul. See, this is our lifestyle now as a born-again Christian. where we've confessed with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God raised him from the dead, and we're saved. We're in his family. He is our Father. Yes, you have a Father that is literally out of this world. No matter what kind of father you had growing up, our focus today is being a born-again one, having a heavenly Father. Look at 1 John chapter 3, if you would. This is the New Living Translation. Verse 1 here. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children. And that is what we are. We are his children. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. Next verse, verse 2. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but he has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like him, for we shall see him as he really is. That's our hope. That's our expectations. We have a loving, fantastic Heavenly Father, for sure. You know, there's a great expression God uses in his word in Galatians. Go to Galatians, if you would, chapter 4. And this is a wonderful term of endearment. And we use this in our worldly life. But here in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying what? Abba, Father. Not, oh, great God of the universe, that high and holy mighty one. No. Abba, Father. Daddy, Daddy. Wow. God Almighty is my daddy? How precious is that? How precious is that? And that's why I'm so excited we're going to do this praise night, to really open our hearts to our Heavenly Father. I think that'll be just a great time for all of us. Well, the next verse here, verse 7, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Let's go to Romans 8:15, if you would. Romans 8:15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. That's the King James translation there. That word adoption is the Greek word, and I can't do justice in pronouncing it correctly, but heostasis. There we go. Somebody knows this stuff, so the Greek. But it's literally means sonship. You are a son. You can be a son by adoption. You can be a son by birth. We are sons by birth. We really are. We're born again of God's Spirit. We're born of incorruptible seed, right? So we are truly birthed into the family of God. I know sometimes people will look at the word adoption and they think about the Roman culture of that time and where the adopted child would be very well honored and accepted. But we're not in the Roman culture, we're in the biblical culture. And that's why I really feel this communicates sonship. Not adoption, but sonship. Next verse. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And then verse 17, the first part of it, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with who? Woo! Jesus Christ. That's pretty close family relationship, isn't it? My goodness. All right, 1 Peter 2:9. Let's go there. I think this will be our theme verse for next Saturday. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Here it says, but you are a chosen generation. This is talking about you as a born-again one. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. I get a kick out of that, the King James, a peculiar people. Well, that word peculiar, again, in the Greek means one that has been acquired. We've been acquired. Jesus Christ paid the price so that we could be children of God, right? He paid the ultimate price. So he acquired us. God acquired us through him. That you should show forth what? The praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Wow.
Out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, we need to take time to talk to our Father, don't we? You know, I know sometimes as we live life in our culture, fast-paced, things going on, you know, if our true earthly Father is still alive, you know, to be able to connect with him. And a lot of times as we get older, that doesn't happen so much. But you know what? Our Heavenly Father, you can connect with him all the time. All the time. You know, speaking in tongues. What a great manifestation of the Spirit, whereby when you speak in tongues, as it says in Corinthians 14:2, you don't speak unto men, but you speak unto God Almighty. What a great manifestation that is, isn't it? He's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amazing. Okay. We fully belong to God as his child. We're all in. Because we are his children. Do you remember as little kids? I don't know if kids do this anymore, but I remember doing this. We'd be with a bunch of friends and stuff like this, and we'd say, my dad is better than your dad. My dad is taller than your dad. My dad is stronger than your dad. And being in the military, my dad was a career military officer, and I said, well, my dad's a colonel. Of course, there's always a kid who has his dad is the general. And then, oh boy, okay. Yeah, we'd always brag on our dads. And I thought, well, wait a minute here. I wonder if we could set up a little scenario here. And we have on one side the son of the devil. On the other side, the son of God. They're bragging. So the son of the devil says, my dad is the God of this world. Well, the son of God says, well, my dad is the son of the heavens and the earth. He's got the whole universe. Okay, son of the devil's kind of, okay, okay. Well, my dad can change lives. Son of God says, well, yeah. He can change them to darkness, but my dad can change those who are in darkness unto light. My Father is the God of light, and in him is no darkness at all. He changes lives from darkness to light. Well, the son of the devil, he's going on here. My dad is really strong. He can overcome anybody. Well, the son of God says, greater is he that is in me than he, your dad, that's in the world. my God can do it. My Father can do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or think. Wow. According to the power that works in me. Well, the son of the devil, he keeps going, trying for it. He says, well, my dad can possess and control people. Well, the son of God responds back, my dad wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Isn't that something? So that they can freely worship him and be in his family. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, that's the end of that conversation, huh? We're going with the Son of God all the way, really. You see, our Heavenly Father has done it all. He has done it all. He is our provider for all our needs. He loves us with an everlasting love. He has always been our Father. He has given us everything that we need for this life and the life in the future. He bought us. He bought us with the most precious price, His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been bought with a price. We're not our own. Where's that? 1 Corinthians 6, I think, somewhere. We don't belong to ourselves. We belong to God Almighty. He's our Father. Are you getting this relationship? You like it? Amen. Man, oh man. Phenomenal. Well, what's our response to all this? What's our response to the Father? And I want to close with a couple of verses here. And one thing I know we want to love Him back, right? To love the Lord your God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We want to praise Him. And again, I'm so excited about next Saturday when we get together and do that as a family. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 'Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness.' And that word literally means pollution. Anything that's polluted our life against God. 'Of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the reverence of God, the fear of God.' See, this is what we want to do. We want to live our life for our Father, don't we? We have something to live for. We have something to live for, a God that loves us. He's our Father. And finally, in 2 Thessalonians, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and given us an everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work, word and work. Yeah, yeah. Pretty simple sharing here this morning. But what great heart, huh? Our Heavenly Father, to recognize Him and the greatness of who He is and who we are in relationship with Him. So I encourage you, hang out with your Heavenly Father as much as possible. You know, He's hanging out with you. He put His Spirit in you. So have a great fellowship this day, being thankful for your dad, especially your Heavenly Father. So, Father, thank You for calling us to Your family, that we could have the high and holy privilege to belong to You, to have Your seed within us, to be so connected with You that nothing could take it away. Thankful for the hope, Father, that we have for the future. You've got it all figured out for us, and we can just fully trust in You. So we praise You, Father. We recognize You. We thank You. And we just give You the glory, Father, for all that You have done for us. And we pray and thank You in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Bless you, brother.
Thank you.